Test 62, Section 2, Question 2. This one, we're looking to strengthen the argument again. We just want to make this better. So it says, among people who live to the age of 100 or more, a large portion have led unhealthy lives, smoking, consuming alcohol, fatty foods, getting a little exercise. So basically, among people over 100, a lot have had these unhealthy lives. Since such behavior often leads to shortened lifespans, it is likely that exceptionally long-lived people are genetically disposed to having long lives. So, since those things typically shorten your lifespan, they probably were genetically... it's saying that exceptionally long-lived people are genetically disposed. So the conclusion is, it's genetics, and the evidence is a pretty good proportion of really old people didn't live healthy lives and did things that shorten those lives. So this is one where I went, well, I mean, I'm not really seeing a big gap here. It seems like a pretty good argument that maybe there's some genetics involved. So A, there is some evidence that consuming a moderate amount of alcohol can counteract the effects of eating fatty foods. Well, if anything, that would kind of weaken, because it would say two of those things offset each other. Some of the exceptionally long-lived people who do not smoke or drink do eat fatty foods and get little exercise. I don't think it really matters which of the four we're picking. They're all not great. Some of the exceptionally long-lived people who exercise regularly and avoid fatty foods do smoke or consume alcohol. Again, it doesn't really matter if we pick a couple of these and leave out the others. Also notice on B and C, the answer choices are really weak. It's just saying some people, and that's not really helpful. Some people who do not live to the age of 100 also lead unhealthy lives. Well, we're not really that concerned with the people who don't live for the purpose of the question. Nearly all the people who live to 100 or more have siblings who are also long-lived. Ah, that would do it, because if almost everybody who lives that long has siblings, that does suggest that there's a genetic component, and therefore answer choice E is our best answer.